Advocates of stricter gun safety laws in the U.S. were shocked and disappointed that a bipartisan bill mandating universal gun background checks went down to defeat in the Senate on April 17th by a vote of 54 to 46, 5 votes short of averting a GOP filibuster. 4 Republicans joined most Democrats in supporting the bill, while 4 Democrats facing elections in conservative states voted with 90% of Republicans in opposition. The legislation crafted by West Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin and Pennsylvania's Republican Senator Pat Toomey was a compromise measure that would have expanded background checks looking for criminal records and mental health treatment history, covering the sale of firearms over the internet and at gun shows. 6 other proposals were also defeated, including a ban on semi-automatic weapons and limiting the size of magazine clips to 10 bullets. While public opinion polls found that upwards of 90% of Americans support expanded background checks for gun buyers, the political threat posed by the National Rifle Association was too big an obstacle for some politicians worried about the NRA's money and electoral power. But the coalition of groups working for tougher gun laws that grew out of the December 14th slaughter of 20 first-grade students and 6 educators at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, vowed with President Obama to hold senators accountable for their votes in the 2014 midterm elections. Your reporter spoke with Ladd Everett, communications director with the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, who talks about his group's response to the recent U.S. Senate defeat of universal background check legislation and how they plan to make gun control a central issue in the next congressional election.
I think what hurt so much about it was that there were victims and survivors of gun violence from across the country sitting in the Senate gallery that night, including, obviously, many survivors from Newtown. And, my heart felt the most for them having to sit there and watch that, watching these guys laughing and slapping each other's backs after these votes. That disgusted me. That said, no one in my office was depressed. We were angry. And we found it disgusting, but no one was down. And there's a sense now, I think, in our movement that we've reached a tipping point on this issue in this country where public opinion is now with us and really focused on this problem and realizing that, the time has come to do something. I'm of a couple of minds here. Let's say in a best case scenario, we got this expansion of background checks, and let's realize too, that this was a watered-down version of the original bill, which would have been a universal background check bill like you guys will now have in Connecticut, but it was a watered-down version that would have applied only to gun shows and online sales. Let's say we got that, and then we, got that through the Senate, then we went to the House. I think we can all assume that the House would have passed something, probably a little bit weaker or maybe significantly weaker, and then we came out with something, after conference that was probably almost certainly would have been weaker than the Toomey-Manchin amendment. At that point, Congress would have been able to basically wash their hands of this and tell us, well, we acted, we did what we had to do. I'm not sure that would have been enough given the level of violence we're seeing. And I think in a lot of ways, the NRA might have inadvertently handed us a far greater victory this past Wednesday night by such a public display of really corruption on the Senate floor. This just galvanized so many of our supporters, and I think so many Americans across the country. And I think this is going to allow us to get people very focused on the 2014 midterms and hold some people accountable.
Ladd Everett, when you say corruption, spell it out for us. What happened here on the Senate vote that you feel was a result of corruption?
Well, look, 2012 was one of the worst years for mass shootings, I think maybe the worst year for mass shootings in American history. We really had an uptick in these type of incidents. And meanwhile, while all the mass shootings were happening, we were still having the daily grueling toll of 80-plus gun deaths a day. So, coming off that and then thinking in Congress or making some type of argument in Congress that it's sufficient to do nothing, there's no moral bearing for that position. And, I don't think, and I'll just, I'll name some names. I have no problem naming names. I don't think, for example, that politicians like, let's say, Senator Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota or Senator Jeff Flake from Arizona and folks in that bailiwick, I don't think these people, you know, voted that way that night thinking they were doing something good for the people of America. I think they voted that way because they're indebted in part financially to the NRA, but also, and probably equally or even more, they're just flat out scared. And they've drank some conventional wisdom that you can't cross the gun lobby and win elections, which I don't agree with at all. I think if you look at the 2012 elections, you'll see that the NRA got absolutely shellacked in those elections. But, you know, that's the position they've taken, and they consciously cast a vote that they felt was good for their political survival, even though they knew it would continue to put our families in the line of fire. That's the definition of corruption.
How is it that your group and others around the country advocating stricter gun regulation will set about proving the weakness that you claim the NRA has now in U.S. politics?
I'm no fan of money in politics. I think one of the great campaigns of this century has to be to get money out of politics. But if we're in a situation now where the NRA has money in races across the country, I want our side to have money as well. And we do now. Mayor Bloomberg, the co-chair of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, he stood up his new PAC in November, and they outperformed the NRA's primary PAC dramatically in that election. It's called the Independence USA PAC. And now, of course, coming online, and they'll be very active in the 2014 midterms, is Gabby Gifford's new PAC, Americans for Responsible Solutions. The second key thing, and I think we're matching them in this area as well, is grassroots energy. I'm very confident we can do both those things.
That was Ladd Everett, Communications Director with the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. Learn more about the groups advocating stricter gun regulation by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.